evening, and welcome to the New Africa. And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host. You got him on mute. But anyway, welcome to the show. We're going to take a slight break, and we'll be right back to open up the show. And welcome back to the show again. I'm your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. Sorry, we was having some small problems, but I think we are all at this moment. And I think I have my co-host on. Brother,
that's some legend, Brother Bilal. Yeah, that's some legend. Greetings, brother.
All right. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with tonight's show.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And again, welcome back to tonight's show. And, of course, we're going to continue our conversation tonight with pick up part two where we left off. Dr. Stone from Black Wall Street. Dr. Stone, are you with us?
Yes, Brother Bonham. Top of the evening, everyone. I'm here, but we're under a bad tornado watch. So if you guys lose me, that's what's going on, okay?
Absolutely. Wow. We pray no nothing happened bad.
Okay, Dr. Stone, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening, everyone. This is Director Stone from Black Wall Street, National Director of the Women's Council under the leadership of Dr. Michael Carter. A pleasure to be with you on this evening. Like I first stated, we're under bad tornado watch. Tornado touched down not far from my house. We don't have any power, so if I leave the line, I just want you guys to know what's going on. Thank you. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for having us on. And I'm going to stay on here as long as I possibly can, okay?
Yeah, be real careful. Yeah, be real careful. Again, Dr. Stone, they're having some pretty bad weather now. Like I said, tonight is a conversation. I just wanted to say that New Africa Business Association, along with the Black Wall Street Business Association, will be continuing to conduct our radio broadcast. Many of us will be celebrating the holy month of Ramadan. So we look forward to also our host and director here in Washington, D.C. Are you with us?
I'm calling in. Hello?
I'll turn, Attorney Williams, are you with us?
Can you hear me? I'm calling in.
Yes, we can hear you.
Great. Yes, I am with you tonight.
Okay, and we want to, at this point, we're going to, Dr. Stone, she's having problems. She can get back to give us the information. Yes, Loretta.
Yes, Brother Bynum, we're here, and Jeremy is in another part of Texas, so he's on the line. He will be able to give detailed information when needed, okay?
In that case, we're going to send it right back over to you.
As-salamu alaykum. Sister Rahima from Tulsa, Oklahoma is also on the line.
Some like sister.
Praise be to Allah. Waikum as-salam. While there's a law, I just wanted, may I say something?
Yeah, in the meantime, I guess while Dr. Stone is bringing on our guest speaker, we can a few comments, go right
in. She can interrupt whenever she's ready. I just wanted to announce, I haven't been able to investigate it yet, but some of you came to Tulsa this winter, and the Greenwood Cultural Center, where you went, I think they had already laid the foundation for a Black Wall Street Museum. And I just wanted to tell you about the divide and conquer technique they're working on. I just read it in the paper that they had come to an impasse because they were supposed to do the Black Wall Street Centennial for next year at the Cultural Center, hoping that that particular museum would be up. Somehow or another, they came to an impasse. The white folks wouldn't go for whatever. I don't know. I will investigate it and probably let you know at another time. But we in Black Wall Street were planning on doing something more northern anyway. So I just wanted to share that while there was a lull. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
All means keep us informed. There's a lot of questions.
Sir?
I said, yes, please keep us informed because there's, there's quite a few questions that still are unanswered towards the movement and how. Please keep us informed on what you're learning.
Yes, sir.
Dr. If he comes back, like I said, it's open mic. Those who have a business.
Brother Bynum. I'm still here.
Okay, well, Dr. Stone, we're going to turn it back over to you, and you can go ahead.
Okay. Jeremy, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. If you would please go on and do the presentation for
Boomerang. Okay, awesome. How's everybody doing? Hello, brothers and sisters. Good evening. I'm here in Houston. My name is Say Rye. Everyone calls me Duke. And I'm locked on with Ms. Stone. And reason being is because 10 years ago, I had a vision and I had some information given to me about Black Wall Street and it excited me a whole lot, and also at the same time upset me. And I've been holding on to a burden in that to do something about what happened, a long time. And I just didn't have a clue how I would do something done that's so big. Not knowing that Black Wall Street has revisited the idea and regaining its strength and beginning to grow in the same areas that I was thinking along the lines of before financial freedom for our people. And I had no clue that they existed until God brought Miss Stone to me. And it was just amazing that to meet her, because once I found out that it did exist and that everything that I was thinking of implementing was already in position and already on its way to be a global movement, that re-excited me all over again. And my plan and the things that I want to do that I feel like, as I mentioned, is to close the gap between us and the rest of the world. I know that we always have been in charge since the beginning of time, and when we rule and reign in this world, I believe we've done it the right way, because our original state of heart is righteous, you know. So I believe that we did the right thing when we was in full control and full authority on the universe, this planet. And I believe that we're heading in that direction again. And I'm a liberal giver, you know, giving that gift of giving everybody my hat. So I can't pretty much brag about it, because it's a gift, you know. It's a gift to have. So I'm just happy that I do have that gift, you know, of giving. But I was thinking all these years, you know, since I got the information on Black Wall Street, what is it that we can do to align ourselves to take control of it? And I thought of many things, and I won't go through it all right now, instead of before. But what we've been presented with is an Uber and Amazon concept, technology and philosophy. And let me ask you $1 million question. If you, with the right intention and the right motive, had the opportunity in the beginning, ground floor, to be in a financial gain position with Uber in the very beginning, would you have done so? And I believe that answer would probably be yes, you know, because of the growth and the success that they've had. But their motive is not of our own, you know. They have selfish motives, you know. And, everything went to them and their shareholders, people of dollars. Well, we have an opportunity where we have a black, 100% black woman, a company owned by a CEO by the name of Hogan, who's generated from a single position, him and his organization, $3 billion over the last 9 years in the space of technology and coffee that they, you know, participated in over the last 9 to 10 years. You know, well, for the past 5 years, he had 9 years watching Uber's growth and watching Lyft come out of nowhere and kind of piggyback off of Uber. He's watched him and had an even greater idea to take those two concepts but make it much, much better, to do it for us, to do it for our own people. Because, like I said, and you all know, we didn't participate in that transferring of wealth into the shareholders and the elite groups that don't have the right motive, but not even their own people, let alone our people. You know, so we have a situation right now where we're in a position to partner with this company, partner with this married couple of over 30 years, childhood teenage sweetheart, who generated $3 billion. They now put us in a position as of April 1st, 2020, to own and franchise our own rideshare and do it just as better, just as good as Uber and Lyft. These two companies occupy a space of almost $300 billion on an annual basis. And the space of transportation is $1.2 trillion. And in this rideshare component space, there's only two companies and a lot of little small companies, you know, but major two companies are sharing that $300 billion alone. Well, we have something where we can come in and we're much better. And we're taking off, like I said, at April 1st, 2020. And we have something that's much, much better. They pay their driver 12% of the trip. We can pay our own people 75% of the trip. And it's in place right now. when their drivers over there refer another driver to their company, they give those drivers one time commission of $100 after that other driver that they referred takes 100 trips with the customer. But that's not fair, you know. That's terrible, you know. And they get that one time after the money that the shareholders and themselves. And they always claim to not be making no money because they don't want to pay no tax. But over here, not only does our driver earn 75% of the tip, but every time they refer another driver to your franchise, they, our mother company, is going to pay the driver a 3% override starting day one for the life of that other driver, and they can refer as many drivers as they want with no limit. Also, in what we're doing different, when every time somebody takes a ride, a percentage of that goes to the charity of our choice. It goes to the nursing of those that don't, you know, have any food. You know, we've given this year so far since January $4 million. And given 4 million meals so far since January. Since January, we've given 4 million meals so far, and we've generated $60 plus million so far in the company. But it's ground floor. We only have 40,000 franchise owners worldwide. We operate in Austin to do business in 200 countries, but right now we're in 188. But it's for ride-share. Right now, we only open, you know, license to do business globally. Right now, we're taking step by step, and we're filling up these markets as we go. Right now, we're in Texas, and we're in Miami, Florida, and all the surrounding areas there. In 30 years, I will be in all 50 states. We'll be opening 10 of the countries that we already licensed to be. You know, and like the CEO always tell me, we have a market that y'all want to go ahead and open before we get there. Get us 1,000 drivers, and in that market, and turn the lights on. When I say turn the lights on, they'll give us, they'll do the campaign to give us a customer the driver. But before we open up any market, we need 1,000 drivers in that market, and it's real easy. To make happen, because we put a campaign out there, job fair, hiring jobs, and put a telephone number. They call, you find out the type of job you're looking for, and tell them about your new ride share concept, and see if they can get one of the chosen drivers in that market. But once you have 1,000 drivers in that market, the CEO of the company, and he will begin to open up that market for us. We have enough drivers to start off with. But it duplicates real because it multiplies real fast because the drivers have a greater incentive with us because they get something more out of it by referring other drivers and override. So I'm going to bring you back a little bit. Operating is the name of the mother company. It's the name of the company. And it was open 2019, March 11th, is when the company finally approved
us. Excuse me. Brother Bynum, would you ask everybody to put their phone on mute? Because we're getting a lot of feedback, so we can't hear very well. If we put on mute, everybody put their phone on mute while Brother Derek is talking, we'll be able to hear a little better. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, but our Boomerang is the name of another company. They opened up their doors globally March the 11th, 2019. And the first vertical that out was a traveling component, a traveling wholesale technology that's like no other. And I'll tell you more about that later. But fast forward. From March 11th, 2019, they've gathered within the system 600,000 customers. And all of these customers are taking advantage of technology that we give away for free. We call it a boomerang. We give this technology away for free, and they use it to travel. They save more visits than any other aggregate website out there. With 110% money back guarantee, that is better saved somewhere on Expedia, file, whatever. Find a better place, we'll give them 110% money back guarantee. But remember, we're giving the technology to them for free. They don't pay a dime to save money and use our host technology platform. So we have that in place. And reason being, all of those aggregator websites, just to tell you a quick story about the travel, the $8 trillion travel industry, all of those aggregator websites that you run to for discount is owned by two companies. Those two companies have been holding this monopoly. Well, the CEO of our company, our Boomerang, he opened up behind what we call behind the curtain price. Behind the curtain price, and so and what we have is not open to the public. So when you run the Hotwire, Expedia, Travelocity, and all this kind of stuff, you're getting a discount price, parity price that is kind of monopolized and played with by the two owners, because they own all 50 plus websites that we run for a discount. But you may go on this website and say whatever. But they're playing with the price. But because of who our Boomerang is and the relationship we have with Extreme Travel, by our CEO buying 50% of the monopolized company, we opened up another price pair, which is what we call behind the curtain price. We have a retail price direct to the retailer that you're trying to use. We have a discount price based on aggregated website everyone runs to. But now what we have only we call behind the curtain prices that only our customers can get through, and they use it for free. But when they save money using this free technology, we make money. We make half of what they save. So when they save on average 6 months, that has nothing to do with travel on our platform. No matter what it is, cruises, whatever it is, they can use it at the fingertip. And when they use any of this stuff, food and restaurants, whatever, whatever, they will save money, guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. And when they do save money on average, $600, you make $300. You make half of what they save. So our customers pay nothing for us. So since the birth of our Boomerang, since March 11th, 2020, we have in our system 600,000 customers saving money for free. It doesn't cost them a subscription. Anything. They use it, they save money, and they keep it for life. We have generated over $60 million. Okay? So fast forward, we added another vertical, like I was saying, April 1st, we added another vertical. We posted, we traded the company December 9th. Our new rideshare company is going to be that competitive to Uber and Lyft. We purchased it December 9th. We opened it up to the public and got our job. April 1st was our beta test. April 3rd, we're making money. And right now, just to give you an idea of the growth, since April 1st, we have 10,000 drivers. And I don't know the exact amount of riders that we have, but we have a lot of customers right now. And we have a great commercial running in open market, and that same commercial or better will be running in your market open. But you don't have to be in the open market to make money. All you have to do is buy your franchise. Purchase your franchise through Earth of Stone, because it's an opportunity. This is not a publicly, it's not open to the public. The only way you can buy into the company is members only. You have to come in through a member. So, Ms. Stone is a member of the company she's franchise. She's in business. In order to start your franchise, you have to put your franchise to another franchise. It's New York. It's like a McDonald's. Nobody can go outside of McDonald's system and start a new team. And his guidelines are according to the system that they have in place, or they're taking from you, no matter how many millions of dollars they gave to start the franchise. Where his, it's the same way. You purchase your franchise from another, with the same, and you're in business. For your system, not by yourself, you have a child system that's given to you in a welcome letter as soon as you purchase your company. You get a welcome letter from the mother company. Step by step of how to grow your business. But not only have that, but you got the participation and the support of the CEO, the business partners at the headquarters, and including us. We're here for 24 hours. We help you get the business off the ground and up and running. The vertical that we have is simple. In your back office, once you get your website and everything, you get that technology away for free. There's many customers out there that you want. Those people are looking for it because they're not paying anything for it and saving. I'll stop and appreciate them. And every time they save money, you make money. Part of the vertical in the system is awesome. Then you have your ride share company that is like no other. You know, it's a $300 billion plus space on two companies occupying the space we're coming to take. And in this case, we're taking it for our people. Our people, 50 million plus in America, and the ones globally, we have an opportunity to put that money in our pocket and take it home, billions of dollars. So there's enough money to feed us all in this space, in this opportunity. And we're just talking about the ride share, let alone the $8 trillion industry of travel where we have no competition there either. So between the travel vertical and the ride share vertical, there's enough money to feed all our people on a residual basis. And also we can, the same guidelines and concepts and ideas that we have in the infrastructure of Black Wall Street and the many Black organizations out there to feed our people, we can implement that through this business. And together we can take a percentage of what we generate and we can give back to our people. And we can also help them become entrepreneurs and start their own business within our business and have something even more for themselves while we're building. So it's one of those things where I thought of many different ways that we can take care of each other. And I thought about a lot of different things. The only one that I know that is controlled, but not as micromanaged and watched like everything else, is free enterprise. Through free enterprise, we can raise billions of dollars. And before they know it, or even look up, because before they know that it was a Black organization that generated these hundreds of billions of dollars, we'd have been and moved on to a whole nother currency. We'd have been and started our own currency about it before they figured it out that it was us that made money. You see? And we're protected because of free enterprise. As long as that free enterprise is in a part of the infrastructure globally, we can get away with a whole lot without them trying to tear it down so soon. By the time they try to tear it down, we've been moved on to something else. See? So it's something that I know is going to work, and we would like all of our people to be a part of it, you know, because I feel like the ship is big enough for everybody to fit on. The arc is big enough, you know. And so we have something special. We have something big. We have the travel space, which is $8 trillion, and we control it. You know, we have no competition. We give away our technology for free. And nobody can go nowhere else and find a better savings. We have our ride share where our customers can choose their vibe. Let me tell you a little bit about that. Here, our customers, unlike Lyft and Uber, they get to do what we call choose your vibe. Before they go through that app, when they go through your company's app, to choose a trip, they can choose the vehicle. They can choose the temperature that's going to be in the vehicle. They can choose the music that they want to listen to. It's all in the app. They can choose girl power. If a female does not want a male driver, she can hit girl power, and only females are going to pick her up. We have a conversation choosing what type of conversation would you like to talk about, or different things we have in the app that is so different for people to choose the vibe that they want to be in once they ride. And we also have the greatest safety manual within the app where they can alert authorities in their city, in that region, alert the authorities without the driver knowing. And the driver and the rider both have this system on their app. The driver have it on the driver's app, and the rider have it on the rider app, where they can alert the authorities if something is not right, alert the mother company and the other drivers in that region. And we have a whole nother different type of technology of a GPS that Uber goes off the grid sometimes if they get out of pocket. Well, here, no matter where your driver try to take you, it will find you. It knows exactly where you are. So we have a safety component that will make, that will regain the trust of the people again, because people have been through some things, and you know, they don't feel that, a lot of people doesn't feel as comfortable anymore, even though they do have the habit of riding with a ride share. That habit is not going anywhere, but they do have a handful of people that did lose trust in the safety component. But now we will regain that trust from those handful of people with our company. So we have something better, much, much bigger. And in this case, it'll be for our people instead of the shareholders. You know, so that's my spiel. And I want to allow Ms. Stone to give her telephone number. And listen, Ms. Stone is our leader on this aspect because she's the one that was exposed to it. Whoever exposed you to the information or is responsible for getting you to this call, that's the person that you lock arms with, but we're all together. We're one big company within a company. And we have many organizations within the company and many teams within the company. So whoever invited you to this call, that's the person you lock arms with. But at the end, at our upline is Miss Eartha Stone, because she's the one that was exposed to it. She became a member of the company and started her own franchise, and she's bringing it to us and sharing it with us. So she's the one that ultimately, whoever the leaders are going to get with her, lock in their company, start their company right away. But then the people that was on the call that was invited by someone, you're locking arms with the person that invited you to the call. That's, you know, protocol. That's keeping everything in place and in position and doing everything right. Time, we're all here to support each other, and we'll take things to the next level, take life to the next level together. You know, so Ms. Eartha Stone is here. You know, if anybody has any questions, I'm here to answer the questions. And she's also here to help everyone organize their position, get position, and position as soon as possible. You know, so if anybody have any questions, I'm here to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, the mics are open. Any questions that you may have, the mics are open. Hello, our mics are open, so any questions you may have for
Yes, I'm Brother Abdul Shaheed, and your presentation was just it's like a dream come true, and I really appreciate that. My question is the different prices for these franchises, and that should we contact Dr. Stone to discuss that with her?
Oh no, it's open to the members. The grandfather, then I don't care if the investment came from $20,000, which I doubt, because the owner of this company didn't have to start this company. He started it to have something to give to our people and something that he knew was going to be big enough for all to fit in. But to answer your question, sir, the investment is $300, $550, and $1,050. But the difference between the franchise taxes is more access to the benefits and more shares in the company, more compensation for the same amount of work that you put in the business. And right now, that $1,050 franchise package is what we call first-class package. that right now for the month of April is $750 right now. He brought it down. He brought it down to $750 this month. So the $300 package is called Coach Class. The $500 package is called Business Class. And the $1,050 package is called First Class. That First Class is $750 right now. And the $550 remain the same for business. And the $300 Coach Class remains the same. So, yes, to answer your question, those are the ways right now, and you're grandfathering for life. If you came in at a lower, if you bought a lower package, you have 60 days to upgrade. 60 days to upgrade to high, and you won't lose nothing. And you're only paying the price.
Okay, this is Shalora Williams asking a question. Shalora Williams, is there a website?
Yes. Eartha Driver. EarthaDrivers.iBoomerang.com. But like I said,
sorry,
get back
repeat.
To the person that invited you to the call. Yes, Eartha Driver. It's EarthaDrivers.iBoomerang.com. iBoomerang.com. And the way you spell iBoomerang is iBoomerang. Go ahead.
Is that all lowercase letters, or would you repeat that again
for me? Oh, it's all together. It's all together. Can you spell iBoomerang? You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am.
There's a sister behind me with her children in the background. Would you ask her to mute her line, please? Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I think we're good. Okay, it's EarthaDrivers.iBoomerang.com. And you should see Eartha Stone at the top of the page. And over to your right, it says join. And once y'all figure out the position and who's purchasing their business first and all this kind of stuff, click on join. And then it's user friendly. And when you click on join, you'll see at the very top it'll say your sponsor is Eartha Stone, or your sponsor is whoever you're purchasing your business through. It'll see that person's name at the top, and then you begin to enroll through the application. So it's EarthaDrivers.iBoomerang. You got it?
So far.
Yes. The other question
EarthaDrivers.com. EarthaDrivers.com. So it's iBoomerang.
The other question I have is, you need 1,000 drivers. What would you repeat that requirement?
Yes. Okay. Right now we're open in Texas, right? And we're open in Miami and Florida. But before the year's out, we'll be in all 50 states and cities, and we'll be in 10 countries that we're already licensed to go in. Okay. But say, for instance, you're in Chicago, and you're like, yes, I'm going to participate in the open market because I'm going to purchase me some advertising in those open markets, putting my name in the paper or however you're going to do it online, and you're going to hire drivers in the open market. You can do that. But at the same time, I want to open up the market where I live or wherever I choose to open up the market. In order to do that, you pretty much going before the company gets there, before they do it themselves. In order to get the company's attention, you have to put out a campaign in that area, manage the people's expectations once they come or call, and let them know, hey, this is what we're going to be having in this space, in this market. We're going to be bringing a rideshare economic base in this area. And what we need to do before anything is hire 1,000 drivers to know, hey, I got 1,000 drivers in this market ready to go before the mother company says, okay, I have 1,000 drivers in the system ready to go. and then they come and turn the lights on, meaning they do the campaign to the commercials for the customers. They'll get us 100,000 customers within a week. But in order, but you don't put the riders before the drivers. You want to make sure you got the drivers in place, go through the enrollment process to get hired. They're your driver for life, connected to you for life, and then the company will come and give those drivers a bunch of customers to pick up.
And
downloading that rider app. Ma'am?
Is the name of the company Boomerang?
The name of the company is iBoomerang.
Okay, got it.
And the name
of
our rideshare department is Vibe Ride. Awesome name, Vibe Ride. And iBoomerang pretty much is a biblical principle. You know, give and shall be given unto you. Good measure, press down, shaking together, and running over. Well, when you throw out a boomerang, it comes back to you. Well, in this case, we throw out goodwill to our people, and goodwill come back in the form of money. So, to answer your question, when I said 1,000 drivers, I mean that we're going ahead of the company and we're going to open up a new market before the company even comes. And you can do that through your back office. Once you purchase your franchise, when you purchase your franchise in your back office, you're going to have access to what we call Boomerang. And you can choose a travel Boomerang, which we call iGo Celeste, for the travel customers. And we have a Boomerang, which is a link, which is an application, is an app to download for drivers, for Vibe Ride drivers. And we have a Boomerang for Vibe Ride riders. So in your case, if you're opening up a market, no matter whatever that market is that we're not in already, you're going to be putting out an advertisement. They're going to call that number, or they're going to come to that place you're having them to come to, so they can hear about the information. We have presentations and everything that you can download from your back office, and you can do the presentation yourself, or you can have support, and we'll come and help. However,
one other question. These drivers are independent contractors, or are you hiring
them?
Yes,
and you don't have to worry about any of that. When they download that app from you, when you send them a Boomerang, which is basically a driver app, they download the app just like they do Uber, but ours is much better. And they begin the enrollment process. All of that stuff is in the system for them. That's not nothing that you got to come up with. The insurance, the 1099, all that stuff is in the app. And they have access to it going through the enrollment process. So basically, in our case, all we're doing is personal franchise with a system in place already. They download the app and they pretty much enroll themselves. And you're hands off. You don't have to worry about no insurance. You don't have to worry about creating no 1099 for them. Everything is in the system. It's system dependent, not people dependent.
Jeremy, can I add something to this?
Yes, ma'am.
There was a gentleman on last week, and he stated that he owned his own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say he had a cabin company in the area.
I remember that question. I remember that question. And yes, I remember. Now, you know, people already have a habit because of what Uber and Lyft did. And hold on, let me go back to you, sister. Did I answer your question? I'm sorry.
Did I finish
your question?
Yes, you did.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah, there was a gentleman on a call a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he had a cab company, and how could he participate and start his business with this company? Now, let me tell you, everybody, what he has, that's awesome. But remember, this rideshare industry, 300 billion plus space, everybody already has a habit of driving their own vehicle. Everybody that drives for Uber and Lyft are in their own vehicle, but they have a self-employed opportunity. But with us, they have an entrepreneurial opportunity. You know, they make much more and they can leverage themselves. But everybody already has the habit of driving their own vehicle. But if you're in a situation, you're saying, hey, this is my franchise, I would like to use some vehicles I own and put people to work that don't have their own vehicle. That's a great idea. If you are in a position to do so, like the gentleman with the cab company, I don't care what the cab says on the outside of the vehicle. You can use those cars for Vibe Ride. Because guess what? Every Vibe Ride driver that downloads the app to drive, that's their vehicle. As long as their vehicle passed inspection and all of this kind of stuff, and that's the actual picture of the vehicle that the customer has on their app when they're getting ready to be picked up, and it's the same vehicle, it doesn't matter what's on that car. That's a Vibe Ride. That's a Vibe driver, and that's their vehicle. That's the vehicle that they put in the enrollment system. That's the vehicle our company recognizes. So it doesn't matter what's on the car, if it's a cab car, whatever. If that's the vehicle that was put through the enrollment process to be one of the Vibe Drive cars out there in the street picking up the customer, hey, that's what it is. But everybody's not in that position to have vehicles for people that doesn't have a vehicle to drive. Do we have a system coming like Uber where they can get a vehicle through us? That's coming down the way. But right now, people already have the habit of driving their own vehicle. And if you have a business like the gentleman with the cab company, yes, start your franchise. Get with, you know, whoever invited you to the call. Everybody take a position with Miss Eartha Stone. Start your franchise. And guess what? In your back office, you can begin to put your advertising out there and send out those applications from your back office for the driver to download, enroll themselves, and get to drive. Whether it be their own vehicle or you're telling them, hey, you're going to be driving. I'm offering you to drive one of my vehicles, one of my cab vehicles if you want. You know, that's awesome. That's awesome. But remember, they all already have the habit of driving. That's what this whole ride-share industry is about. Airbnb have people have inventory, millions of inventory, and they don't own any real estate. Uber owns no vehicles, but they have a huge inventory of drivers. So if that gentleman want to use his cab cars, he definitely can.
Brother Jeremy.
You want to offer it to the driver? Yes, sir.
Yes, Brother Jeremy, this is Abdul Aziz Shaheed again. I'm the one that asked that question last week.
Okay, how you doing? How you doing, sir?
Thank you. Very good. I'm also co-host on the show, even though you don't hear much from me. I'm kind of muted out a lot of the times to listen. But I'm the one that asked that question to see if the opportunity could exist for individuals working for a cab company that wanted to do something on their own. Would that be against a conflict of interest?
No, sir, not at all.
You have cleared that up. You have cleared a very important point up for me, brother. I thank you very much for that.
Yes, sir. All they would have to do is download the app from your franchise, enroll themselves, and get to driving, whether they're driving one of your cab cars or driving their own vehicle that they go pick up from the dealership.
Great. Fantastic.
And brother,
how would a person advance? Say if you come in at the $300 level, but you aspire to be at the $1,050 level, how are you able to advance yourself in the company?
We do have a ranking system for the ranks in the company are basically like shares, you know, because the higher the rank you go. And it's based on volume. It's all based on volume. As your franchise grows, you grow personally in the company. And you go from a director, you go from an ambassador, all the way up to a diamond. And those ranks you'll learn later, but they're pretty much, it gives you a higher percentage in the company on top of the higher package that you purchase that also puts you at a better receiving position income-wise. You know what I'm saying? So this company has over 10 streams of income. under one hat. And there are more verticals coming. Coming in August, we have a convention coming up in Vegas in August, and they're going to, it's already purchased, already ready to go, but they're going to put it into the pre-up. And this is not something that you're going to have to double back and tell everybody in your organization, hey, we have a Boom Mobile service. You know, you can leave the service that you have and you come here. No, we have what we call a pre-up. A pre-up to us is what Alexa is to Amazon and what Siri is to Apple. And our pre-up is going to, every time another vertical of business or service is added to our company, you're going to just see your income jump because everybody's going to know about it through the system. The system is going to alert everyone, and you won't have to do it. The system is going to let your Vibe Ride drivers, your Vibe Ride customers know about the travel, so you're going to be making extra money on that without even having to tell them about the travel savings. Is going to be telling them about every vertical. Anybody that ever went in the system is a data analytics system. And this data analytics system is going to alert them every time a vertical is added, and you're just going to see your income jump. That's why we call our system a PRIB, Perpetual Residual Income Builder, because every time a vertical is added, you're just going to see your income jump, and you won't have to tell a soul about it. So to answer your question, you can go from the $300 level. You have 60 days to upgrade, and you only pay the difference of that. And there are ranks in the company from director all the way up to diamond, and that's just more money. If you don't choose to participate on the network side, which is offering and sponsoring other business owners to purchase a franchise, you don't have to participate in that. But if you choose to, there's a ranking system that goes all the way up to a rank we call diamond, which we call the number one lifestyle in the real, because you're making tens of millions of dollars per month at that rank. You know, but guess what? Just focusing on your ride share alone, you can make the same income. Just your ride share alone. But as many verticals under one company that we all will gain from, whether we want to or not. Because like I said, the PRIB will let, no matter what part of the company you're focusing on, the ride share, the travel, whatever, the PRIB will alert everyone in your organization, let them know what else it is that we have, and they're going to want it. When they want it and they use it for free, you'll never charge a customer to subscribe. But when they use it and save money, you make money.
Fantastic.
Any other questions? My sister, did I answer your question for you?
Yes, sir. I'm fine.
Okay. And you the one that was familiar with Mr. Houghton, wasn't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how you doing? How you doing? Yeah, that lit his day right there. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm Brother Abdul Aziz Shaheed again, and I wanted to thank you, brother, for your presentation, and it was very, very informative, and I pray everybody that listened to it got the same as I did out of it. But thank you again. It's very informative, and I look forward to being a part of this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. I have this question is kind of general. I guess by the general we can touch on it, but you know, for years we have been told that this monetary system is going to crash. And recently, more and more wealthy people are saying get the money out of the bank. Now, when the crash came with the housing, the government was able to go into the bank and take the money, but it couldn't take it from the credit union. Now they've come back and made people, the credit unions, sign up to be federal credit unions. My suspicion is that they want anything that's federal, they can move in it. The same way they can put a stimulus check in it, they can take job or whatever. Because it looks like this is going to take a while, you know, to really get big.
Yes. Are you asking me?
I'm asking anybody who can answer. I want to
Yeah, that's why I said about time. Believe, trust me. I trust the leadership of this company. Houghton Buzz is phenomenal, and everyone can go to our group page and hear him speak out of his own mouth. Again, whoever, you know, wasn't on the call. The name of the group page is Millionaires Global Pool. And the B is silent. It's really Black Millionaires Global Pool. But I say Millionaires Global Pool because the B is silent, because there's nothing else to talk about. We're just doing it. We're just making it happen. So you can go to Millionaires Global Pool on Facebook and request to join, and we'll let you in. And you'll see the leadership of the company, Mr. Houghton. He's way ahead of the curve. I believe he's anointed for a time as this. And what's going to happen is going to happen. It's in the box. So at the end of the day, we win. But while we're here, we're winning also. You know, we're in union with the Father in heaven, and we know his plan. We know the enemy's plan, and we know his plan. And his plan is going to our way and is going to win at the end of the day. So all of those things in Revelation will happen. So we're preparing for that, and at any time of anything crashing, we know the decision we got to make. We got to say no, and we got to say yes to God at the end of the day. So we know these things are going to happen. But if it's not that time right now, we're way ahead of the curve. Our system accepts Bitcoin. And by time anything happens, we will move over to a different currency if we got to create our own. But Bitcoin is accepted with this company. You can use Bitcoin right now to purchase your franchise on that $300, $500. It's in place. We're ahead of the curve. So if the good Lord don't take us and we're still here to deal with this type of thing, Black people are amazing. We're ahead of the curve.
So you're saying we're going to operate like the five wise virgins and not the five foolish ones?
Ma'am? Say one more time for me.
You said we're going to operate like the five wise virgins and not the five foolish ones.
Right. We are ahead of the curve, and we'll be in a good position. If the good Lord don't take us, trust me, we still gonna be on top, and nobody gonna take nothing from us.
Great.
And so, William, what we're presenting to everyone now is before it's open up to all the nations to have people come in now and be in position, so when the nations open up, we will catch all of that residual.
Okay. All right. So,